As you and I think about our life, I want you to think about your life as an individual forever. Now, I don't want you just thinking about your life or my life as a young person, my life as an older person, my life as another older person, or my life as an ancient person. I don't want you doing that. I want you to think about your life as eternal. See, there's no age in eternal. There is absolutely no growing old in eternal. There's only growing closer to Christ. Now, I'm going to heaven because I know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of my life. Through faith, by the grace of God, I have accepted Jesus as Lord of my life. Therefore, I'm going to heaven. Not about anything else that I do or don't do. There's only one reason that I get to go to heaven, and His name is Jesus. But now we're living in a time and a generation, and it's happened throughout different generations. But you and I have just caught this generation at the time where many do not believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Not only that, they do not believe there is a God. So why they keep arguing about Jesus isn't the Son of God, I don't know, because they don't even believe God exists. But they're anti-God, not atheists, no God, no God. And the proof is this, if there's a God, why does He allow so many bad things to happen? If there's a God, why did He allow the innocent to be taken? And I'm here to tell you something, because there is a God, and He is the God of creation, who sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That God said, I'm going to give you free will. Now, we're the only of creation, the only creatures created that has free will. The dog has to bark. The dog cannot meow. If you hear a dog meowing, something's wrong. That's the way it is. But the human being, the human race, gets to choose right from wrong. Now, we make poor choices the majority of our life. But there's one choice that was perfect for me. His name is Jesus. We're getting ready to start celebrating the holiest of all days of the year, Easter. Easter is so special to the Christian. We even get up early for sunrise service. We get up to come to God's house to praise Him for sending His only begotten Son, because we know Jesus is real. I had the freedom to choose Him. I chose Him. That took away the freedom of the world. The freedom of Satan to mess me up has no authority. I choose to follow Christ. The mess up is when I take my eyes off of Him. Do you ever find yourself doing that? Like every day? Lord, lead me in the way You want me to go. By the way, Lord, I got this. Follow me. I'm going this way. No. Larry, you had the free will to go that way. But I've already told you. That way leads to the ditch. And you know something about our Lord, Brother Randy? Even though He knows I'm headed for the ditch, He's along for that ride in my life. Because Larry, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. That ditch is deep, and that ditch is lonely, and that ditch is miserable. I'm going with you, because I'm not going to let you stay there very long. Why? Well, let's all stand together and read exactly why. John 3:16 together. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. May God's blessings be upon the reading of His holy word. You may be seated. The world says there is no Jesus, so there cannot be a resurrection. Well, just what if Jesus was not resurrected? What if the manger was there, but there's no resurrection? 33 years later. What if all the good that Jesus had done, there was no resurrection? What good would it have amounted to? You see, our whole walk focuses on the resurrection. We are never told in Scripture, never told in Scripture, to set aside a special day of Jesus' birth. Do you know that? We were never told to celebrate the birth of Christ. We do it, that's okay, that's fine. Okay? Christmas, enjoy it. But we are told to make sure that we set aside the time for the resurrection, the cross. For on the Easter, on that first Easter, my Savior thought of me and thought of you, and he went to the cross. He saw your sins and my sins, and he knew that without him going to that cross, there was no hope. But he also knew, he had already told his disciples, by the way, I'm going, but I'm coming back. And those who are after me are going to put me on a cross. But 3 days later, I'm coming back. You know, every time Jesus said, I'm coming back, he came back. He said he's coming back for the second time for the church, not for judgment of the church. Church will not be judged. He's come back to complete salvation for us who go home. And then, guess what? We're coming back with him. Woo! It gets exciting. But only if you're on the right team. Only if you believe in that resurrection. I believe in the resurrection. I was not there. I believe by faith. I believe in the crucifixion. I was not there. I take it by faith. Thomas doubted Jesus. Doubted that he had resurrected. Jesus then shows himself to Thomas. Thomas, go ahead. Stick your fingers right there in the hole in my hand. Thomas does so. Go ahead, Thomas. Stick your hand into this hole in my side. I want you to know it's me, Thomas. Thomas does so. Then you know what Thomas does? He falls to his knees and says, my Lord, my God. Then Jesus says something quite interesting concerning me and you. Thomas, you believe because you have seen. How much more blessed are those going to be, that's us, are those going to be who believe and have never seen? How much more blessed? That's the church age. That's us. And you and I are seeing how much more blessing that we're receiving right now. Well, I got news for you. You ain't seen nothing yet. The blessings that God wants to pour out on you, and he will pour out on you. You know, can God bless me anymore? Well, he gave me my lovely wife. Or some of you ladies may say, he gave me a great husband. Can he bless me anymore? Then you have children. Well, can God bless me any more than this to have great children? Then you have grandkids. Woo! Lord, I'm not going to be around for the great-grandkids. But what a blessing. Continual blessings. When you think you're down and broken right at the end of that tunnel and that ditch. When you don't think you can lift your head again. When you think all is gone, you get to touch. It's me, Larry. Why did you doubt? Why? Why do we doubt? Every promise Jesus has ever made, he's kept. When he promised you, I will be there. Have you ever been by yourself somewhere? Not just in combat, but by yourself somewhere. And all of a sudden, you have that empty feeling of being alone. Nobody's going to know what's happened to me. And then that lift comes. I know, Larry. I'm with you. By the way, get up. Let's go. Get off your bed and let's walk, Mark. I want you to understand that the Jesus who went to that cross for me and you, he takes your life seriously. And he takes his love for your life even more so. And he cares so much for you. He went to that cross. But if he had just went to that cross and that was it, nothing would have mattered. The Bible message that I preach would be meaningless. 1 Corinthians 15:4, if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is vain. Your faith also is vain. If there was no resurrection, it's all in vain. Our witness would be worthless. A witness to one another, to the lost. Let me tell you about Jesus. I don't want to know about Jesus. He's the man that died on the cross. That was it. What's the difference between that Jesus died on the cross and anybody else that died, no matter where they are? I got a story to tell him. Yes, he did. He died on that cross for me and for you, though you're too dumb to understand it right now. He died on that cross for you and gave it all for you. And not only did he do that, he laid down his life and he told everyone, "You cannot take my life from you. No man can do that. I lay down my life because I love you." That's love. But then he added it. If I lay it down, I'm taking it up again. Woo! I'm going to lay it down, but I'm going to take it up again. They put him in a tomb, and they thought that's it. Then the tomb got excited. The rocks got excited. Listen, folks. You know one of the traditions of the Hebrews, and I know it's not Easter, but you get this because I don't have a choice but to preach it. Whether you notice, the Hebrew tradition was when the servants would set the table for the master of the house to come in. The servants then would stand off to the side while the master is eating. Now, if the master of the house got through eating, he'd wipe his mouth with his napkin and he'd throw it down on the table. Then the servant would know, "Master's finished. I can clean up." You don't want to clean up till the master's finished. You got it? The tradition was if the master wasn't finished, he had to get up from the table for whatever reason. He would fold his napkin and he would lay it right beside his plate. The servant then would know that meant, "I'm coming back. I'm coming back." You got it? In the tomb, I walked into the tomb. See the law. The covering that was over him was thrown down on the tombstone. But the napkin that covered his face, the scripture said, was folded and laid back in place. I'm coming back. Don't move anything. I'm coming back. Get it? The Hebrews knew what that meant. You and I know what that means. Because in our heart, the Holy Spirit has let us know your Savior loves you. He died on that cross for you. He gave His blood for every sin. He took your punishment, every scar. He took it all for you. And He was buried. And He said, "I'm coming back. I'm coming back to get you. I'm coming back for you." Now, listen. You want a superhero? I got one for you. He lives right inside of me. You see, I don't have to worry about having muscles. Whew, am I thankful? I don't have to worry about it because I know the Creator of the universe. And you know what else? I know He loves me. And when you read the Bible and you read the stories, it wasn't a big deal where Jesus jumped in and He started knocking heads. No, no, no. Jesus didn't even have to speak a word. All He had to do was look. The dead would rise. Do you realize when Lazarus was brought forth from the tomb, Jesus told him, "Move the stones." Well, you would think, now wait a minute. If He's getting ready to raise the dead, what's He worried about stones? Can you imagine if Jesus had not told him to remove the stones? Every stone in that area would have started. That'd have been an earthquake that you can't imagine. But He said, "I want you, human being, I want you to take part in everything I do." Are you catching it? I have chosen you for a purpose. You're my body on earth. I want you to do your part. But let me show you my part. Lazarus, come forth. And the dead came forth. And now, though he were there for 4 days, he did not stink. No stink was upon him. Think of it. When Christ touches your life, even the odor from heaven comes upon you. When Jesus said, "I'm going, but I'm coming back," believe Him. Because if there was no resurrection, your faith and my faith is foolish. Foolish. Let me tell you the story about the man on the cross. Did he die? Yeah. I don't want to hear it. I'll wait till the movie comes out. Well, let me tell you about the one who went to the cross. And not only did he conquer for me the sinful nature, He conquered death. Not only did he conquer death and the grave, he conquered my life. Larry, don't want you sweating the death part, because you are not going to die. I'm going to snatch you right out of that body, and I'm going to take you to be with me as your family. But see, all the preaching I would do would be foolish without that. 1 Corinthians 15:17. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is worthless. You are still in your sins. So to believe in the crucifixion without the resurrection, your faith is worthless. You're still in your sins. You see, I believe it all. And I read it in the Bible, I believe it. God said it, I believe it. But now, what makes me do that? Holy Spirit in me. Christian, you know when someone's talking about God, talking about Jesus, talking about faith, you know what's inside of you whether or not they're fake. Or you know something's not quite right with what they're talking about. You know, I just don't feel comfortable with what they've said. That's called the Holy Spirit. Because all of us know we're not that smart to be able to remember all of it. So it's the Holy Spirit saying, I'm going to raise a red flag for you. I'm going to let you know. As I've told you all time after time after time, people, it's hard to go to hell. Living in this age that we're in, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who went to that cross, conquering for us all of our sins and paying the debt, going to the tomb, conquering the grave, resurrecting from the dead, that same Savior has said, I'm coming back, but don't worry, I'm going to be with you anyway. I can't wait till Jesus comes back. I don't have to. I got Jesus in me. He already owns me. He loves me despite me. You know what I fight and you fight? The human part. There is a battle between the spirit and the human, what we call human nature. There's a battle that goes on continually. And Jesus said, I'm going to love you right through this. If Christ has not been raised, your faith is worthless. You're still in your sins. But he's been raised. I'm not still in my sins, though I am a sinner. Christ died, therefore I get to live. Why is it, preacher, do you say that we will never see death? For one thing, I didn't say it. Jesus said it. I'm just repeating what he said. Who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Yep, I believe it. That's what Jesus said. Because through faith, he said, I have chosen to touch the life of man. Abraham believed, and that was counted to him as righteousness. But many did legalistic things. Legalism is not righteous. It's doing things. Tell God that you've earned the right. I've earned nothing. Christ gave everything for you and for me. I want to give you the fact, because it's profound. You ready? Romans 1 verse 4. Jesus was declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead. Declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead. There's power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. When God came and said, I'm looking for my Son, all the earth shook. Earth was the dirt under their feet. Knew more about what was going on, Brother Randy, than the ones that put him on the cross. The dirt shook. The rock split. Jesus came forth for you and me. He made it personal. Larry, I just personally love you. Despite you, I just personally love you. And I want you to know that. I believe. Do you? That's the key to life. Is believing. Not doing, believing. I follow Christ because I believe. Through faith he gives me. I know death has no power over me. And I'll tell God on him in a heartbeat. Because Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. That's just the way it is. Let's pray. Father, we praise you, dear Lord God, giving you thanks for all that we have and all the hopes of life itself. Father, no matter what situation we're in, you're always with us. No matter what condition of the world, Father, we recognize and know that you're in control. We're your people. You created and you'll destroy. But man has no authority over your children, your family, your voice. We ask now, Father, for peace for each one, that we might gain within our heart the wisdom that you want us to have as individuals. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.